Sarah, go ahead and bring the microphone a little closer to you. Thank you. Tell us about the upcoming event this weekend and how people can participate and support the food bank.
Absolutely. So this is a food drive that is hosted by the Letter Carriers Association and our local letter carriers. It's nationwide. Arkansas, in our service area last year, picked up over 60,000 pounds. So it's this upcoming Saturday. The Postal Service is delivering bags. You just fill the bag with any non-perishable, unopened, still-in-date food.
Mm-hmm.
Put it by your mailbox, and they'll pick it up, and we'll pick it up from them.
So where do you get the bags from?
Go ahead, Verlando.
Pull that mic close.
We want to deliver them on Friday to all the residents.
Okay.
And leave one in front of their, the front door or in their mailbox.
Is it automatic, or does someone have to sign up?
Automatic.
So, and where does this extend to? Everywhere in Little Rock?
Everywhere in Little Rock.
Every home in Little Rock.
When I walk out to pick my mail up Friday afternoon, I'll have that.
You should have a bag at your front door. Yes, correct.
Awesome. Cool.
And then all you do is just fill it up with non-perishable items and put it in front of your front door, and we'll pick it up and take everything from you.
All right, Sarah, tell us a little bit about this program, how it got started,
It started in 1993.
Okay.
And it first started with 10 stations, and then they went on and tried to progress it. So in 1993, going on 33 years, it's been an ongoing thing with all over the United States.
In the day and age where everything is expected to be delivered to our door, this was ahead of its time,
yes.
In a way.
Yes.
The starting point,
no doubt.
Right? Like,
yeah.
we're gonna make it to where it's almost too easy, where you don't have to even bring it to us.
Right.
We will take it for you. What a pretty special partnership with the USPS and the food bank.
We've been having a great partnership. Like, once we pick up the cans, they bring us these tote boxes, and they come bring up the tote boxes and separate it and everything for the postal service.
How impactful, Sarah, is something like this for the food bank to have this program established, already been around for a while, but now expanded to the point where every house in Little Rock is going to get a bag like this?
Yeah, it's really incredible. Like I mentioned, last year was around 60,000 pounds. That's the equivalent of over 50,000 meals.
Wow.
We're running into summer now. Students are about to lose 2 meals that they eat per day. For our families that are experiencing or facing hunger, that this food drive and all food drives that we get food from, just goes right back into our communities. 1 in 5 Arkansans is food insecure, and of that, 1 in 4 is kids. So those most impacted are, we're able to give them some food.
What are common items that you guys would expect? I know it's you mentioned the parameters they have to stay in, right? Of non-perishable, within date.
Right.
And unopened.
Mm-hmm.
What are some common items that people could be thinking about? I do have extra of this. What are some things that they should donate?
Yeah, we get a lot of canned items. Those are always great because they last for so long. Dry pasta,
mm-hmm.
Canned protein is always really, really good, because if you can't get it fresh, canned tuna, canned spam,
chicken,
anything like that. Yeah, exactly. So really, all things are helpful, because anything that we get is just one less thing a family's going to have to buy at the store.
You mentioned the summer programs, that kids, some places have access to them, others don't. You guys, the constant, right, at the food bank and provide that consistency, providing for kids in the summertime when they don't have something from school.
We do try, because we do, outside of things like food drives, we have the backpack program during the school year. That turns into the food for kids program during the summer. So we are still able to get food out sort of on that basis. But anything that we're able to get in our doors and pass on to our pantries is a massive, massive help.
All right. Say someone has a big pantry and they've got a lot of items that fit the need list. You have that's a standard bag for Orlando, right? Like
that standard bag that everybody, all residents, will get at their front door.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if they have more? Can they put a bag next to that bag?
They can put another bag next to that bag as much as they want to give away. We'll take it.
I got a question for you, Orlando. Uh-huh. I mean, great program. Are all of your cohorts at the U.S. Postal Service, what? I'm just thinking, they got some extra stuff to carry,
true.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking, is Mike your guy or is Mike my guy? You're on the other side of the neighborhood. I'm thinking of Mike right now, and he's probably thinking like, oh, geez, I got to carry.
But you know what
thing.
Mike did for me the other day?
What?
Was Mike your guy too?
But
I caught him over by your house. I had an odd-shaped package that I was trying to mail, and I couldn't get it in at the Markham Street post office.
Oh, Markham Street.
And so you just handed it
to him?
Yeah, I saw him. I was like, hey, I flagged him down. I was like, can you take this? He's like, absolutely.
Hey, as long as it got postage on it, we'll take it.
That's right. It was. Everything was good.
That's it. But yeah, as far as that question, the carriers, they work hard anyway.
Right.
And they know it's for a good cause. So, I mean, it's only one time a year that we do this. And like she said, last year we knocked it out the park. And I mean, these bags were so successful with helping us out last year. I mean, they understand the situation. And, you know, sometimes it do get hard, but, you know, it's only one day.
Well, kudos to the mail carriers who are doing that, because that's awesome.
Yes.
Willingly take on that extra responsibility to help hungry Arkansans.
And we help clean out your cabinets, too.
Yeah, no, it's a win-win, really. Absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, say this is a great opportunity for you to get – you know, to put the food somewhere that's going to be used, it's going to, you know, go to a good cause and really, I think, be impactful. So 60,000 pounds last year. Let's try to beat that this year. All right, so it's this, you're going to start delivering this Saturday.
This Saturday.
When are you picking them up?
On Saturday.
Wait.
Yes.
You're dropping off the bags?
We drop off the bags on Friday.
Oh, Friday,
and Saturday.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Saturday, we pick the bags up. And if you want to keep putting more food out like that Monday, we'll pick it up still.
Okay.
We got another truck that's coming to pick up more food if you want to put that on Monday.
Friday in Little Rock, be on the lookout on your front porch or wherever your mail gets delivered.
Yeah, and tomorrow we'll be handing out little cards to remind you that Saturday is our food drive kickoff.
Okay, so leave them on the porch on Saturday.
Yeah, leave them on the porch.
Leave them somewhere that is accessible to whatever mail carrier you have, and help out the Arkansas Food Bank, who helps out so many Arkansans.
That's correct.
Orlando, Sarah, thanks so much for coming.
We
thanks for playing our game.
Oh, yeah. I can't get beat no more.
Nah. It's all right.
Thank you so much.
We always spurred on people. Yeah, no, Sarah, great job. Yeah.